Rebound tap by Perkin in the hands of Adams. Here comes New Mexico. Williams runs the floor. The Greenwood spins in traffic. Bank it up and in. What a shot by Hugh. Walker snaps the pass. Right wing Kendall Williams. Nice pass to Bairstow. Slam. Dunk two-handed. It's Kendall Williams on the right wing against Wright. Hooks a pass. Wide open for three. It's Kirk. He got it straight away. Alex Kirk. Williams on the left base. Baseline drive. Reverse it up and in. Kendall Williams. It's a 7-0 run by New Mexico. 40-30. That's the biggest lead. Timeout, San Diego State. Williams lost the dribble. Gave it to Adams. Right wing to Greenwood. Right corner. Snell for three. Bullseye. Tony Snell.
Now here's a good pass inside. Reversing it up and in from the left to the right side. Kellen Tynes. Tynes snaps the 7-0 run. 24-20, New Mexico with the lead. Johnson with the ball out top. Luckalock guarding him. Now it's way outside. Francis. Musket in, almost lost it. He got by Bello, cut off by Bello. Bad pass, intercepted. Good double teaming there, and it was intercepted by Kellen Tynes. The other way, they feed it to Bello. Two-handed jam. 24-22, a 4-0 run. Montana State right back at you. And it is a 30-second timeout. 4:49 to play here in the first half of play. New Mexico Lobos with a 24-22 lead over Montana State. But the Bobcats, good answer there after not looking good on their previous couple of possessions. Trying to get back in to this ball game. At the First Interstate Bank broadcast table, First Interstate Bank scoreboard, 24-22. It is Montana State trailing New Mexico. The Bobcats need your support to go for the win. Donate to the Bobcats Club 3-to-win campaign to reach 3 million people and the $3 million goal supporting student athletes. Bridger Brewing is a home to award-winning locally crafted beer and pizza. Bridger Brewing, cheers to every adventure being better than the last. And the Bozeman Come On In Hotel and Suites, a proud sponsor of MSU Athletics and the Montana State Alumni Association. The Come On In allows you to escape the ordinary while enjoying their numerous hotel and guest room amenities. Visit comeonin.com to book your stay today. 4:49 to go in the first half. Scott Galletti filling in for Zach Mackey here today. Bobcats only down by two. Coming up with a couple of good stops. Now we come the other way with the ball to Todd. Todd on the right wing. Todd guarded by Patterson. Patterson knocked it away. It comes the other way in the hands of Battle. Lay it up and in. Battle. And Montana State has tied it on a 6-0 run. It's 24-all. Defense is tightening. Here's Jalen House now. He's double teamed. Gives the ball to Todd on the perimeter right wing. Todd back to House. 14 on the shot clock, 4:10 on the game clock. And now Mashburn Jr. got in traffic, and we're going to have free throw time for Mashburn Jr. as getting caught with a foul. The Bobcats, number 25, Lickalot with the foul. So Sam tried to stand his ground, but Mashburn Jr. was able to knife by him. Free throw is up, and that is good by Mashburn Jr., 25-24. I don't know if you can play any better defense than what Lekalot played on that, but he ended up the not beneficiary of a personal foul. One more coming. Mashburn Jr. is an outstanding free throw shooter. He puts it up and in, 26-24. In favor of New Mexico, retaking the lead. We'll see what the Bobcats do to answer here. Montana State with the ball. Tynes, right wing, Patterson for three. Bullseye, Patterson. Man, he's feeling it. That's his second three-point make. 27-26, Montana State with the lead. Double-teamed is Mashburn Jr., feeds it on the left wing to Todd. Todd brings it on the right wing outside the arc. Gets the ball back right wing, guarded by Patterson. They tip it away, another steal. Here's the feed down the lane, battle, slam, dunk, two-handed. Laquan with the throwdown. It's 29-26, a 5-0 Montana State run. And the defense leading the offense. Right wing, a three ball by Jenkins, and that's good. He's feeling it as well. Jenkins' third three made. All knotted up at 29. That snaps a 5-0 run. You heard Danny Sprinkle in the background saying this pace is awesome, and yes, it is. It is outstanding to watch here today. Down the lane to Bello, feed it left corner. Patterson for three. That's off the back iron. Here comes Mashburn Jr. for New Mexico. Angle on the left wing side, out top. Three ball is on the way, and that is up and good by Javonte Johnson. 32-29 in favor of New Mexico with 2:44 to play. And it is a timeout on the court. So the First Interstate Bank scoreboard update, 2:44 to play here in the first half. It's New Mexico 32, Montana State 29. You're listening to Montana State Basketball from Learfield. And we will keep it here, actually, so no more breaks as we go into the halftime. Man, this pace has been awesome. I'm Scott Colletti, filling in for Zach Mackey. Evan Baker, our on-site producer, doing an outstanding job. He and I have worked a lot together in the past, and great getting together with him again today. And we're happy to have you listen along here today. And with no video view on the Montana State website, John O'Connor, the network producer here today. And it was a three-pointer. Johnson hitting that three. 2:44 to go in the first half, a three-point lead for New Mexico. The Lobos are shooting 12 of 24, 50%. They are 4 of 8 from three-point range, 4 of 6 from the foul line. Montana State in the first half, they are 12 of 23 for 52.3%. And three-pointers, 2 of 8, 25%. Leading the way so far is Tyler Patterson. He has those 2 3-pointers. He just missed his last one from the corner on the left side. In 8 minutes 35 seconds of play, he is 4 of 8, 2 of 6 from 3-point range for 10 points. Only player in double figures, and Mashburn Jr. in double figures for Lobos. He is 3 of 5, 4 of 6 from the line. K.J. Jenkins, 3 of 5 for 9 points and 3 of 3 from 3-point range. Those are your totals here. Timeout called, presented by Prime Lending. Home loans made simple. Every Bobcat timeout. Way outside, it is Kellen Tynes. Gives the ball to Lekalot. Lekalot back on the right wing to Adamu. He pulls up left corner of the key. It looked like it was partially blocked by Javonte Johnson. And now that's going to be a foul called against the Bobcats as Johnson had the ball at midcourt. And he'll go to the line for a 1-1. Amin Adamu gets the foul. Amin with his first personal, team foul number 9. After it was 29-26, Montana State, the Lobos on a 6-0 run. They lead it 32-29, trying to make it more. Johnson out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, a sophomore. Missed the free throw on the front end. The rebound grabbed by the Bobcats. Here they come the other way, right side. With the ball is Tynes. Tynes gave it to Lekalot. Now back to Tynes on the left wing. Tynes swings it back to Patterson. Patterson guarding it outside by Todd. Now Bello out top of the key. Good feed inside beautifully to Adamu. couldn't get it. It was partially blocked, and the rebound taken by New Mexico. 32-29, driving to the basket and scooping it up and in. Darren Todd on the bucket. It's an 8-0 New Mexico run. 34-29, they lead it. Here's Bello on the left block. Bello backing in on Muscadin, turns on him, fires in and out, heartbreak. Bello with the rebound. He put it up, he is fouled. So Bello has had tough sledding inside, trying to muscle Muscadin. Very similar builds and very similar strength. And they can keep the opposition at bay. And Bello, I don't know if he's seen a post like Muscadin. I don't think Muscadin has seen a post like Bello yet. So that's why this matchup is so intriguing. Bello at the line for two. Team foul number seven on New Mexico. Bello, an outstanding free throw shooter, sinks it. One more coming. 34-30, snapping a 8-0 run. Lobos 52% from the field, 46% for Montana State. Trying to make it a one-point easier game. A three-point game is Bello on his final free throw. 2-0-1, 34-31, a minute 25 to go in the first half. Todd with the ball way outside. Tried to get it to Jalen House and does. House guarded way outside by Tynes. House on the left wing, dribbles in traffic, passes in the right corner to Johnson, now to Mashburn Jr. In the lane, a runner of 10 is good. Jamal Mashburn Jr., 36-31 New Mexico. Patterson right angle. Patterson gives the ball to Tynes. Tynes guarded by House. Tynes drives by House. Hooks it in the left corner, wide open. Lekalop for three, that's off the side. The right side of the rim, the rebound House. Here comes New Mexico with a five-point lead. House pulls up, left wing side from 18, off the mark. Lekalot with a good rebound with two hands. Pulled it over his head, gives the ball in the left angle to Tynes. Timeout call, Montana State. 34.4 on the game clock. Bobcats, even though it's been a run by New Mexico, Bobcats calling a timeout, presented by Prime Lending. Home loans made simple. After the ball game, tune into the postgame show brought to you by the Rib and Chop House, home of premium steaks, fresh seafood, and award-winning baby back ribs, all served in a casual atmosphere. That comes after the ball game here today. DoorTech, serving all your garage door needs. DoorTech is raising the door on quality. Future Farmers of America, FFA, believes the future of agriculture is the future for all. FFA is a catalyst for students to transform themselves into grounded, forward-thinking leaders who become what the world needs next. Learn about Montana's future leaders at MontanaFFA.org. And at First Interstate Bank, it's about supporting our communities and cheering on our teams. Thank you for letting us be your trusted community bank for more than 50 years. First Interstate Bank, built for you, member FDIC. Lekalot top of the key with 19 to shoot for Montana State. Into Bello. He almost breaks the backboard with that two-handed jam. He jammed it right over J. Allen Tovar. And it's a 36-33 game. Emphatic for Bello. Right wing, three ball is off the mark by Todd, but the rebound grab by New Mexico. Straightaway three, that's off the mark. Johnson took that one. Here comes Montana State with three, with two. Pulling up right wing side, that's a three. If it counts, it's an air ball. It's throwing it up at the buzzer was Adamu, but at least he got one off. And that is the end of a very entertaining first half of play. It is New Mexico 36 and Montana State 33 on the First Interstate Bank scoreboard. You're listening to Montana State Basketball from Learfield.